Questions?
Do you benefit from the experience that played a strong, powerful running team going up against another one? Does this one keep going?
Well, I think obviously with the change in what we've done offensively, the power running game, the off tackle, block down, pull the backside guard, kick out with the fullback, you know, the more you get that at, with the kind of speed that you're going to see it the next week, the more that helps you. And so I don't think there's any question. I think if the play that really statistically impacted the game was Ringer's big play there. I think a play that was well defended. We just weren't able to get him on the ground. But if you take that play out, then our run defense looks a lot different, not what we would like it to be. But I do think, you know, that there will be a benefit. There certainly should be a benefit from playing a game like we're going to see this week. Well, I think the interesting thing is that the first third down conversions we had in the second half all came in the last drive. We had been unable to get a first down with the exception we had Manningham with for 47 yards off our own goal line. But in the last drive, we executed three times on third down and long, and we had great protection. We ran good routes. Chad made good throws. And so anytime you can execute like we did in those last two drives, we had one penalty, which we were able to overcome. That's not something that normally statistically or the odds are against you there. So we did overcome a mistake. And, you know, of course, Henny made two great throws on the touchdown plays. I mean, you have to appreciate how difficult the throw he made to Matthews was, and certainly the throw to Manningham, because the defender was in excellent position. The ball was thrown with a great arc, and the way the ball came down, of course, Mario made a great play on it, but it was a well-thrown ball.
You don't get that play.
No, probably not.
That was Crable's play after watching that. I think Crable's play after, you know, Jason running 100 yards. That,
no. Well, I think, you know, what we've always tried to do here is be a team that has great pursuit and great effort for the ball. I think the play that Sean Crable made ranks with the best plays I've ever seen on a football field. I think what he did, I could not believe. I didn't realize until later in the game that he had made that tackle. I knew he had been unable. He had Ringer in his grasp and couldn't get him to the ground. And I could not believe that he made the play. And when I saw it, I just think it's an unbelievable play. And it's certainly one of those plays that in Michigan defense, it will be there in the future to stand as an example of what great effort is. And, you know, it's only disappointing that we weren't able to make a stop because the quarter changed and they scored on the first down of the second, the fourth quarter. So it would have been a much even greater play, a memorable play, if we'd have been able to hold Michigan State out of the end zone after that play. But regardless, it was a great play.
How much have Coach English been able to help kind of get that up without any guys?
Well, I think it's been, you know, I think Jim Young and Gary Moeller and Bill McCartney down through the years, that's been the tradition, the way that we've tried to play defense here. And I certainly think that's something that Ron English has done a great job with, as all of our coaches, because it's really about getting every player on every play. To the degree that you can get a guy to run and play until the whistle, then you have an opportunity to have a defense that's difficult to score on. Well, I think he's, he had the great advantage to play a significant role a year ago as a freshman. It was very clear when he came in that he was one of those guys that had excellent ability. He's got great hands. He's got great size. He's very tough, and he's very smart. And he's done a wonderful job for us. As a punt returner, we have not. He broke a big return there at the end of the second quarter that really gave us an opportunity that we weren't able to take advantage of. But he's a guy that he's a physical presence. He can run. He makes the tough catches. And in that game, he ran a great route on the touchdown pass. I mean, it was a route that we were attacking the short side of the field and. We got the corner to hesitate one split second, and Henny made a great throw, but Greg went in and made the catch, and then he made another play over there where he got hit out of bounds, and there was a penalty. But I think Greg is he is so consistent, he is so reliable that to me that's always the hallmark of. The outstanding players. They're not up and down. He hasn't missed a play this season, I don't think, and so he's tough, and he's a competitive guy. He loves to play.
How much of the defense developed over the course of the season due to the young guys who have plugged the holes that you had at the start?
Well, when you look at, if you go back to the guys we lost, I mean, we lost seven starters on that defense, and so we understood that there were going to be there was going to be a time of transition. And I think where we've we've had some guys up front that really have come on. I think Chris Graham is playing his best football here at Michigan. Our safeties really have both had out wonderful years. I mean, Jamar Adams is playing his best football, Brandon Engelman. So up the middle, Obiaze has gotten better on a daily basis. He's a heck of a football player. So, but we've been able to build our defense from the inside out, and Morgan Trent made a great play, one of the biggest plays of the game on when he knocked down the pass late on their last possession. That made it now 4th and 18 instead of 4th and 10 or 4th and 8. It was a big, big play.
Why have you settled on Warren at guard instead?
Well, I think Adam has done such a good job when he's been in there, and I think Justin played guard all last season. So it's been an easy change, and really initially the reason we made the change was because of Ryan. But, I think Adam Krause done a great job this fall, having a great season. He's everything you want, a great leader and tough as nails. Well, he's a big, strong, powerful, physical guy, and a guy that has great experience. He's really been... had bad luck this fall. He got hurt early and came back very quickly from, an injury that normally would take 2 or 3 weeks longer. And then he got hurt again, and that was a very frustrating time for him. But I had some question at 3 weeks ago whether he would come back. But he really... all of a sudden last week on Tuesday was cleared to practice and came out. Then on Wednesday practiced very well and did a good job in there considering the time he's been out.
Is it a challenge to compare to Wisconsin? Because without Dale, they were such a passing team last week, whereas the rest of the season they run the ball so much.
Well, I think, you understand Smith's going to play. I think... you know, we're going to prepare as though Hill will play. But, you know, the freshman Brown stepped in there and did an excellent job. But, you know, they're a potentially, from the standpoint of the weapons they have offensively, and they've had an injury to Swan, but Beckham and Hubbard, those guys are, they are quality receivers, guys that have run, guys that are big targets. And I think Beckham may be, I don't know, but if there's a more talented tight end in the country, I'd like to see him because he's really something special. He is a great athlete. Donovan, I think, has done a great job. He proved himself, I think, a year ago, came in against Iowa, and he proved, you know, what kind of competitor he is. He's very smart. He's very tough. He's very athletic. So it's an excellent football team. And, of course, defensively, Mike Hanklett's I've known for a long time. He played here at Michigan back in the 70s. He's an outstanding football coach. So we know what we're heading into, and we got to have a great week of preparation and go in there and be prepared to play our best.
Quarterback that you've had that had to play through as much on the physical side of things as Chad has this year?
Well, I think you're always fighting something here as a quarterback, you know, the mental, the physical, the pressure, and, you know, you have to be able to deal with all of them because I don't know that we've had a guy, we haven't had anybody, I don't think, of course, Scott Griesbach was a redshirt freshman when he got hurt. Other than that, I don't remember Drew Henson got hurt in the preseason going into his junior year here, but we haven't had anybody that has suffered the injuries that Chad has had in the last year. And so the answer to your question is no.
Do you expect to have him do it again last year, which is not really go in practice?
Well, I don't think that's a topic for discussion here.
I mean, he did pretty well with that plan last week.
Well, think how much better he'd play if he practiced. You know, I think we have to see, and, you know, I think he's better. He's much better than he was 2 weeks ago, and I think he'll be much better in another week. So, but, you know, we have to see on a daily basis. That's where we are.
Considering the things that Chris Graham
he's one of those guys that has an incredible outlook on life. I mean, I don't think I've ever seen him down. I mean, he may be I've seen him disappointed at times, but he's just got a great spirit about him. He's the players love him because he is genuine. He is, you know, there's no. There's nothing that isn't true about him. He's just who he is. He approaches his life with the attitude that nothing can stop him. And, you know, he's willing to work. Nobody works harder. Nobody is more committed. He's a guy as a coach you never have to worry about when that phone rings late at night that he's going to be an issue, because he isn't. You know that. You know that he's a great role model for the guys on that team, and you know that he's going to play as hard as he can on every down. Well, sometimes it's cold. Sometimes it's hot. Depending on the month. Now, the one thing you know, it's going to be loud. It's a great stadium. It's a great place to play. It's a sea of red, and those fans are, you know, they're into it, and they love that. They love their football team there. So it's a fun place to play, but it's as challenging, I think, as any place we play. I mean, that's how loud it is. And, you know, of course, they always play tough, hard-nosed, physical football. We've had some great games with them down through the last 10, 15 years. And I think this will be just the same as it always is. Well, I think he's really, I think he struggled early. And, you know, what I've tried to tell him is, and one of the things I think any young player has to learn to deal with, Ryan Mallett's going through right now a period where, and it'll be great for his long-term development, he gets frustrated because, he's not used to having things not go his way. Is that a double negative? I think it is. Excuse me for that. But so Manningham, you know, what he's learned to do now is to not get frustrated when he doesn't get the ball and he's open because maybe the quarterback didn't see him. Maybe the quarterback got sacked. He beat a guy. He ran hard. He did everything he was supposed to do. Didn't get the ball. And in other words, you've got to learn to let the game come to you. You don't have control over the pass rush. You don't have control over what the quarterback sees. You just got to do the things you're supposed to do, and the game will come to you. And I think he's really, that's been a great part of his maturity. I think you're seeing a guy that's really grown up. And he's an exciting guy to watch, and he's an exciting guy to be around. And I think his practice preparation has really been outstanding. I think he understands. I think maybe the other thing about him is that he did not understand, even though we tried to educate him, that, look, the defenses you're going to get this fall are going to be a lot different than the defenses you got a year ago. I mean, he's getting people up on him, pressing him, trying to jam him, and you know, so you know, you're a marked man, and he's had to learn to deal with that, and I think he's done a great job with it.
Any other questions?
Okay. Thanks.
I don't know if anybody cares.